Our Gemara Masechet Nedarim, Daf Lamed Tes, Daf Mem Aleph, discuss the mitzvah of Bikachaylim. It's interesting to point out that the halachas of Bikachaylim appear in Yerideya Simen Shin Lamed Hei. And the Aruch HaShulchan, as he introduces the halachas of Bikachaylim, and there's an entire kuntris from the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Hei called Ramas Rochel, where a big portion of that kuntris is devoted to Hilchis Bikachaylim. But the Aruch HaShulchan, in his introduction, his Sif Aleph to Simen Shin Lamed Hei, to discuss Hilchis Bikachaylim, says, L'chein yitin kol odom alibay. Everybody has to pay attention. B'frat be'is choyoy, certainly when he's not well. V'la yismach al roifim levad, k'riksiv be'osav agam b'chola le'doros es Hashem rak b'roifim. What's very important, says Aruch HaShulchan, to pay attention is that when one is sick, and he thinks he goes to the hospital, he goes to the doctor, and they will be the ones that will bring him the refuah. So it says, Chas v'sholem, the doctor is no more than a messenger, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to have a refuah shlema, the doctor becomes the messenger, how he could have a refuah shlema. And as the Tzitz Eliezer there in Simen Aleph quotes the Chayvus Halvavus in Shar HaBitachin Perek Gimel, that a person has to realize and put his bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after he puts his bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give the doctor, the hospital, the wisdom to recognize that, to help him get better. And in fact, he quotes the Ramban, that the Ramban says that a person who's a Navi, a person who's on a higher level of Ruchnius, says the Ramban, shouldn't go to a doctor at all. It's only because a person who's on a higher level recognize that he has to, the person who's on a higher level recognizes that that's what caused him to become ill, that he wasn't doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do. And immediately upon becoming ill, he does tshuva, and that is the way that he's going to get better. And that's what Devin Ezra says was the Pasuk's issue with Asa. Because Asa was such a great person, he should have recognized that what was happening to him was because he had done an Aveira. And that should have caused him to do tshuva. And in fact, with this, the Mefarshim explained, the Rishonim already explained, that one of the things that the Gemara says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did, and that the Pasuk gives him credit for doing, is Gonas Sefer Refuah. And what that means is, apparently, they had some sort of a book, and the book told them the remedy for all sorts of diseases. And what happened was that Chizkiyahu put away that book. So the question is that a smart thing to do? If Baruch Hashem, there's a book that could teach us the cure for all diseases, that's a book that we should cherish, not a book that we should destroy. But what happened was that people were forgetting that why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us sick, and that who's the one that makes us better. And a person who forgets that, the entire purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu making us sick has chas v'shalom been lost. And therefore, Cheskiu gonas sefer refuos. He put it away because people were forgetting what's this all about. And therefore, he concludes the Tzitz Eliezer, that if a person, Rachmana Litzlan lo yaleinu, is not well, he has to put his bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that made him unfortunately sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that can make him well by him doing tshuva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he does something, there's a reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. And even that he's going to the doctor, the doctor is the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara on the Daf Lamed Tes on the Beis asks, Remez lebikachayla min atayra minayin. Amrei shlokish remez lebikachayla min atayra minayin. Where is there a remez for bikachayla in the Torah? So, the first question that I saw that Mepharshim ask is, why indeed, before we get into a discussion of the mitzvah bikachayla is a mitzvah d'oraisa, or the mitzvah bikachayla is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, the question is, why is there no, especially if we hold it to d'oraisa, why doesn't the pasuk explicitly tell us the mitzvah bikachayla? Why is it only taught to us b'remiza? So the Mepharshim explain that the truth is there are no explicit mitzvahs in the Torah about any of the midos taivus that a person has to have. And the question comes up, why indeed is there no mitzvah in the Torah for all of these midos taivus? And the answer is, I saw from the Sefer Tiferes Tzion that it says in Pirkei Avos, Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. What does it mean, Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah? That before a person could even attempt to learn Torah, before a person could even attempt to do any mitzvahs, he has to have Derech Eretz. He has to have Midas Tavis. So when we speak about Bikacholim or any of the other Midas Tavis, of course, they don't need to be written and stated, because if one doesn't have those midos taivus, then he has no place in Torah. And in fact, I saw from Rav Shlomo Hyman Zatzal that this is pshat in a Mishnah, another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yates, teaches us, what marks the difference between the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and the Talmidim of Bilam? And the Mishnah says that the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu were Ayin Toiva, Ruach, Nemoicha, V'Nefesh Shvela. The Talmidim of Avraham Avinu had an Ayin Toiva, they were nice to other people, they were modest, they were humble. And the Talmidim of Bilam were just the opposite, Ayin Ra, Ruach Gevoya and Nefesh Gevoya. Just the opposite. So the question of Shlomo Zatzal asks is, why doesn't the Mishnah tell us the much more fundamental Nafgamina? The Nafgamina between Avraham Avinu's Talmidim and Bilam's Talmidim, where Avraham Avinu's Talmidim believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bilam's Talmidim did not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't that so much more of a fundamental Nafgamina? So he says that how indeed was Avraham Avinu successful, that he should have Talmidim, that we know as a Nefesh, Asha Osu B'Choron, that Avraham Avinu was successful in bringing so many Neshamas closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How was Avraham Avinu successful in accomplishing that? The reason Avraham, and the way Avraham Avinu was able to bring those Neshamas closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were because those were neshamas that were already acting with proper midas tovus. And somebody who has midas tovus then can come to have a munah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're lacking those midas tovus, then you can't come to have a munah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Tana in Pirkei Avos points out that the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu had those proper midas, whereas the Talmidim of Bilam did not have those proper midas. And therefore, because the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu had those proper midas, they were zoicha to become maminim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas those individuals who were the Talmidim of Bilam, who did not have the proper midas, were not able to become the Talmidim of, were not able to become the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. They were the Talmidim of Bilam HaRosh. So if we learn the Gemara simple, the Gemara says Remez Labika Chaylim, which seems to teach us that it's only a Remez, it's not a Daraisa. And in fact, there's a Machloikus Rishonim, if Bika Chaylim is a mitzvah d'oraisa or mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Rambam in Hilchas Ovel, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Aleph, says mitzvah asay shal devrayim. It says a mitzvah asay midrabbanan levaker choylim. Af bishukomets elu midevrayim. And the Rambam concludes that even though this is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, harehin bechlav v'haft l'reach kamaycha, They do fall into the category of a hafta l'reach kamaycha. So from the Rambam, it seems that the Rambam's opinion is quite clear that the mitzvah of Bika Chaylim is only with the Rabbonim, which it seems to be is the opinion of our Gemara as well. However, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos quotes the Behag that says the Bika Choylim, Nichum Aveilim, Kfuras Meisim are all mitzvahs to say midaraisa. And they're based on the Pasuk, V'hodat lehem as aderech yelchbu v'samayis as yasun. The Rambam says that they're in the category of a haftel, as we just said, of a haftel reacha kamoicha. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos says that the Behag that considers Bika Choylim a mitzvah to say the Raisa is based on the Pasuk of Alachta Bedrochav. And just like the Gemara says in Masechta Soita, Daf Yud Dalet Omer Aleph, Ma'idik Siv, Achrei Shem Elokecha Telchu, a person should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara asks, V'chi Efshar, can we follow? And the Gemara explains what impostic means is that we should follow the characteristics of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'hu Ma'abash Arumim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people clothing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bika Choylim, we could find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevaka Choylim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevaka Avram Avinu, as the Pasuk says, V'yera Elov Hashem Be'loinim Mamre, Af Atabek Mevelim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nicham Mevelim, Af Ata Nachem Mevelim. So in other words, we have here three sources how we know the obligation of Bika Choylim. From the Rambam, we learn it from the Pasuk of a haftel reacha kamaycha. The Rambam explains that the Bahag, and so too does the Rosh say, is the basis of the Bahag's opinion that it's a mitzvah to say deraisa, is based on the pasuk v'al adat lahem as haderech yelchba v'samasa shiyasun, and the Ramban learns it from the pasuk of achrei Hashem elokeichem teilchu. I saw that the Mefarshim, in trying to understand the opinion of the Rambam, here the Rambam, as we read the words of the Rambam a moment ago, the Rambam says quite clearly that the mitzvah of Birkas Chayim is a mitzvah to say the Rabbanan. But the Rambam himself says, and as both in that halach and Hilchos Avil, and furthermore, as we just read from the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvah in Shoyrish Beis, that's V'haftel Racha Kamoicha. And V'haftel Racha Kamoicha is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. And in fact, that is the question that the Sefer Megillas Esther asks on the Rambam. So how do we reconcile the Rambam? So I saw that the Deber Tzina Rav and the Shaios HaTshuvos Ber Moshe Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Dalet quotes a Sefer Maganos HaToyva. He says that indeed the obligation of a Haftal Reacha Kamoicha makes Bikur Cholim a mitzvah to say Deraisa. But it's only a mitzvah to say Doraisa. It's a mitzvah to say Doraisa that you have to make sure that the chayla is visited. But it's a mitzvah, but that doesn't mean that you personally have to do that mitzvah to say. It's only the Rabbanon that said that it's not enough that you should make sure that this chayla is visited. You need to make sure that it's not enough that you should make sure that the chayla is visited. You personally have to go visit that chayla. And that is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So in other words, the mitzvah d'raisa tells us that the chayla should be visited, that the chayla should be cared for. The mitzvah d'rabbanan tells us that everybody has a personal obligation to go visit the chayla, someone who's not well. So the Gemara continues. Amar Reish Lakish, remesh l'bikah chaylam atar minayin. How do we have a remesh l'bikah chaylam? Shnemar, im kamois kol adam yemusa, ufkudas kol adam. Moshe Rabbeinu says regarding koyolach, my mashma, what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean to say? Amar Rava, Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say, in kamois kol adam yemusa elu, if these people will die like everyone else, the people who normally die, shein chaylum u'metalim b'risosom, or b'nei adam v'akonosom, that they're ill, and they're laying in bed, and people come to visit them, ma b'riyas oimim lo yishem shlechani. If they'll die a normal death, that is a raya that it wasn't I who caused them, it wasn't that they were not incorrect. So we see from here that it was normal for people who were not well to be visited. So Mefarshim all try to understand why did Moshe Rabbeinu specifically point out here by the story of Korach this issue that people who are sick are normally visited, but they will die without having any visitors. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained, what does Bikur Cholim represent? What Bikur Cholim represents is that people care for each other, that there's an achdus amongst Klal Yisrael, and people are connected to each other. What does Korach represent? Korach represents machloikus. So what Moshe Rabbeinu, this way Ben Ish Chai explains this, While Moshe Rabbeinu was declaring that if they're going to die a normal death, where people visit them, so they, it shows us that they cannot be faulted for having created this machloikus in Klal Yisrael. But if they don't die a normal death, then we could see that they're faulted for creating machloikus in Klal Yisrael. And that's why they don't deserve to die a normal death. Another pshat that I saw is that we think, and we'll be discussing this in our shiurim as we go further, the Bikkur Cholim represents a toiva for the person who's not well. And of course, it is a toiva for the person who's not well. But it also represents something positive for the people who are Baruch Hashem healthy and are coming to visit this individual who's not well. What does it represent? What represents is that the person who comes to visit does tshuva. He sees what happens when a person's not well. Many people say that the best musa sefer is a hospital. Walking into a hospital, Rahman Slan, and seeing people who are very ill causes a person to do tshuva. And what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying was that because Korach v'Adasai were Bali Aveira, they should not be given the opportunity to cause that people should do tshuva. If they'll die a normal death and people will come to be Mevakeh Chayla them, then they will have not caused people, then they will have not, then they will have caused people to do tshuva. And they should not have that opportunity. This question that we're discussing, if the mitzvah Bikkur Cholim is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa, or is it a mitzvah d'rabbanon? So I saw a question that as we began this sugya of Bikkur Cholim, the way we began the sugya of Bikkur Cholim is that the Mishnah says that if somebody is not allowed to have hanor for someone else, he could only, and then that individual is sick, he could only go to visit him standing, but he may not go to visit him sitting. And the question the Gemara discussed is at length, what is the difference between standing or sitting? But the Mefarshim asks, even if you're sitting, why is it prohibited? He's going to do a mitzvah, a Bikkur Cholim, and mitzvahs lav lahenis nitnu, so there should be no problem. So I saw that the Mefarshim suggests that when do we say mitzvah slav lahenis netnu? The concept of mitzvah slav lahenis netnu were only said by mitzvah d'araisa, not by mitzvah d'rabbon. So if we hold that Bikkur Cholim is only a mitzvah d'rabbonon, then the reason a mitzvah slav lahenis netnu would not be applicable.